Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And all living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Ha ha ha!
a traditional men's grass dance song from the drum Seven Star off Sound of America record CD, Gathering of Nations Power, 1994. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we share a conversation with anti-globalization environmental activist Mr. Logan Madsen. Logan and I met at the 2006 National Youth Activist Conference entitled ENCOR, which stands for National Conference on Organized Resistance. ENCOR is an annual event that brings together activists from a variety of issues, struggles, ideologies, and backgrounds for a weekend of learning and reflecting on the state of progressive movements occurring locally, nationally, and worldwide. Through diverse workshops, panel discussions, skill shares, tabling, and the creation of an open space, ENCOR seeks to promote organized action amongst participants against injustices and inequalities that we confront in our daily lives and in the world. ENCOR is held on the main campus of American University in Washington, D.C. Yad Kiddushi Native Center was honored to be a part of ENCOR 2006, networking with many fine groups and individuals committed to working for a better world. ENCOR, folks, shares Yad Kiddushi Native Center's concern for the protection of Mother Earth and the well-being of all life. Meeting other serious peace, social, economic, and environmental justice activists from across the country is very empowering. What I especially appreciate is the fact that the majority of ENCOR participants are youth activists. It gives me great comfort to see the dedication of many young people who fight globalization and carry on the struggles against many injustices in the world. Logan Madsen is a graduate student at American University. His master's degree program and in global environmental studies, with a major focus on economics and trade, is a very important subject, which I too am very concerned about. In my travels throughout the world, visiting various indigenous communities while working in environmental justice, I have seen many cultural, social, economic, and ecological impacts from international trade and so-called development in the Third World. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio have heard many of my investigative reports on these serious issues, such as the case of my 3-year fight in the Philippines against the Chico River Dam project that threatened the Kalinga and Apayao indigenous mountain people I live with as a Peace Corps forest conservation volunteer in the 1970s. Institutions such as the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, regional development banks, the UN Conference on Trade and Development, and the World Trade Organization are powerful players in the theater of global economics. Trade agreements such as GATT, NAFTA, CAFTA, or ASEAN's finance ministers' declarations exemplify how international trade policy is orchestrated, often hurting the poor. International agencies such as the UN Development Program, European Union, or national government development departments, such as the United States Agency of International Development, often fund what they term community and economic development. In many cases, the real beneficiaries of aid money are the government and business elites of recipient countries. I've seen aid funds supposed to be used for social poverty programs. Instead, finance infrastructure, such as roads, built to benefit private corporations, such as logging, mining, and agribusiness. In some cases, aid money earmarked for community development gets diverted to the military, which at times has ended up oppressing the people of funds we're supposed to help in the first place. The poor, who desperately need assistance for basic survival, such as for village agriculture, soil, forest, and water conservation, health care, and education, often end up receiving very, very little of the aid money. Even those projects funded on a minimum budget that do finally reach the people are often poorly designed and often are not even implemented for a sufficient period of time. In a number of cases, economic policies and development projects force entire communities off their homelands, where countries, often in partnership with multinational corporations, want to exploit an area for agriculture, energy, natural resources, or an industrial free trade zone. This is a major impact of corporate globalization. The end result is deeper and expanding poverty and suffering of millions of people in the Third World, not to mention the ecological disasters as a consequence of so-called development or trade. These important topics are aspects of global environmental issues that my guest today in Wolf Mountain Radio, Logan Mattson, is here with me at NCOR to discuss. Logan is also very concerned about environmental social justice here in what's now called North America, as we of Yadkinishi Native Center are. He supports Native rights of sovereignty and self-determination. Earlier, he told me of his time in Nui Sogabia, the homeland of the Nui of Western Shoshone Tribal Nation. Logan, like us here at Yadkinishi Native Center, have participated in the Shanghai Network campaigns against further desecration of Western Shoshone territory from the U.S. Departments of Defense and Energy. One of our Wolf Mountain radio programs entitled Defending Nui Sogabia Territory is available to hear anytime on www.radioforall.net archives of our Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Logan Mattson is a fine example of up-and-coming youth activists. Meeting him and others like him who care for Mother Earth, who care for the well-being of all life, gives me hope for the future. It also gives me encouragement to continue my activism and hopefully be a mentor to his generation. I now welcome Mr. Logan Mattson to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Hello, my name is Logan from Las Vegas, Nevada. At least for the last 18 years, I've lived in the Mojave Desert bioregion. That is northeast of Los Angeles, about 3 hours, kind of southwest Utah, northwest Arizona, kind of southern California, that whole southwest region I have an identity towards.
NCOR, National Conference of Organized Resistance, is a very special gathering of student and youth activists from across North America who come together each year in order to network and support each other's various issues. I appreciate the variety of workshops and information tables. I am here this year in order to present a journalism training session entitled Communications for Community Activism, which I teach to many groups across the country. It is a workshop focusing on using the media to promote your voice, your campaign. People of color, women, youth, and the poor are often unheard or unrepresented in the mainstream press, despite the many serious issues impacting our communities that go unreported. Media is also an important way to inform, educate, and motivate one's community and the public to become involved in social, economic, and environmental justice issues. My workshop presents ways in which activists can better network with the news media and ways media can be a documentary source for one's community or promote one's issue. I am attending NCOR in order to hear the concerns and perspectives of young people such as yourself and hopefully share my experiences as a longtime activist. Logan, what are your thoughts about NCOR?
Well, this, as being my first NCOR, National Conference on Resistance, I'm somewhat limited in my experience. I can't date back. I think there's been eight or nine now, you say, the ninth conference. So, you know, what we have here is a group of individuals, and it's hard to generalize. You've got different philosophies. This is part of the peace movement, though not all people here take to pacifism or nonviolence. But generally, I think you could say that this is part of the peace movement, that they want peace. They just have different ideas on how to go about getting that peace. I think probably the dominant theory here that is influencing most of the kids, and I'm 33 years old. I'm a little bit distanced from the youth that's here. I think there's 15 years old to 23 would probably be the, maybe 24 would be the main grouping, and then there's, you know, sprinkles of everybody else. Anarchism is a million shades, and it has different theories, but, I mean, just to give a very quick one-minute rundown, you're talking about one strand is social ecology, and what that says is that the imperial domination of colonialism is a result of patriarchy, is a result of hierarchy in society, and that these are fundamental problems not just of nations dominating other nations, but it's actually people dominating other colors of people, and men dominating women, and human beings dominating our Mother Earth. So that domination that arises from this hierarchical social organization. And so anarchists feel that this social organization has to be changed. A lot of those proposals actually really reflect a lot of the ways indigenous societies have organized themselves for thousands of years, and not just Native Americans, but if you can go all the way around the world, there's common themes in these, what a brother in a workshop told me this morning, cooperatives, societies, partnership societies that weren't dominated by men, weren't dominated by women, but held a balanced approach, these partnership societies. And so it's kind of, patriarchy is kind of considered a disease that's just recently sprung up, and it's just ravaged and taken over and consumed, and it's trying to find the antidote for that anarchy and trying to create new sustainable communities and new ways of treating each other that don't hurt women, don't hurt people of culture, don't hurt Mother Earth. And so in a nutshell, I think that's what we're looking at here, is that movement. And I think it's a pretty wonderful thing.
In times of war, the folk singers are supposed to write these songs. Go to candlelight vigils and lead all the people in sing-alongs. Say, make love, not war, and have no vengeance on your enemy. Meet violence with love and hatred and anger with empathy. Now, don't get me wrong, I ain't got nothing against these songs. Going to rallies to call for an end to the guns and the bombs. But in times like these, I feel compelled to declare my support for the ongoing escalation of the war effort. This ain't no peace song. This is a declaration of war. And this ain't no sing-along. The rise of a mighty roar. When the towers came down, everyone looked around for a culprit. And the media moguls and corporate elites took the pulpit. Of ours, if all these millions are angry and living in rubble and crumbling hovels in poverty, draped in a flag, they're pointing away at their enemies. United we stand, they say, cleverly shirking complicity. Don't ask any questions, just follow us, we will show you the way. Rise up, America, come bomb another impoverished nation today. This ain't no peace song. This is a declaration of war. And this ain't no sing-along. This is the rise of a mighty. Tell me, what do you see? Are the ones calling the shots your friends or your enemies? Who are the victims? Who are the innocent? And who commits crimes? And who gets is to spin it the next day on the cover of the New York Times. And furthermore, if I may ask, who are they anyway? Who can give us our freedom and then with one vote they can take it all away? Well, I do declare they've exceeded their share of the oxygen. Stand for one more command from their lips again. This ain't no peace song. This is a declaration of war. This ain't no sing-along. This is the rise of a mighty without justice and struggle, we'll surely leave a million more dead. So stand up on your feet and take to the streets. This is no time for fear. Call us traitors or spies and spread all your lies, but we will persevere. It's been said before and I'll say it once more. Let's bring the war home and battle the forces of greed and injustice wherever they may roam. And united we'll stand here in this land of hypocrisy to take back our lives from the rulers and build a democracy. This ain't no peace song. This is a declaration of war. This ain't no sing-along. And Pentagon brutes, slick politicians and bankers in suits. Old money, new money, privileged few. Owners of Nike, Chevron, and GQ. Pesticide pushers of chemical war. Econ departments, Walmart superstores. Kings and their armies, and princes and dukes. Religious zealots who kill for the truth. Free trade agreements and global control. Smokestacks and gasoline and ozone holes. This ain't no peace song. This ain't no peace song.
Music from singer-songwriter Ethan Miller off his Riot Folk CD, available from www.riotfolk.org. The title of his song was Declaration of War. Ethan was one of the participants at the 2006 ENCORE, National Conference of Organized Resistance, gathering here in Piscataquay Nation territory, now called Washington, D.C. I'm talking with another fine ENCORE participant, Logan Madsen. He is a graduate student in Global Environmental Studies here at American University. Logan, participating in ENCORE with so many fine activists dedicated to creating a better world renews my spirit and gives me hope for the future. Listening to the young people here, however, also troubles me a little. I hear so much about how this younger generation seems very disconnected from their elders. This is less so in our native communities. However, tribal societies also have dysfunctional families and youth alienation. Gangs, drugs, and alcoholism are serious problems in all cultures. Some of the music being played here at Encore exemplifies the attitudes and emotions many young people seem to have living in a world that is ever more complex and disconnected from Mother Earth. We are now in the new millennium. It seems to me the current dominant industrial society, which exploits the land and people in order to function, is not healthy and is not a just or sustainable system. What are your thoughts to this comment?
It's a very complicated set of circumstances that have brought us here in this modern society. You know, we're living in 2006, and capitalism has had a long run. I would think we are nearing a turning point, but we have had, we're an advanced industrial society, and we have children living here in Washington, D.C., in the southeast, in one of the poorest communities in the United States, just blocks from the Capitol, the White House, that have never been outside and seen a forest, a wild forest. They've never got to see a clear running stream. This alienation from nature, from our natural world, has produced a disconnect that's just hard to imagine. And it's not just in the colored communities in D.C., it's in the suburbs as well. There's a disconnect of children addicted to video games. And so what we're witnessing is this, what I believe, the very tips of change here, where you have a class of, let's be frank here, it's Encore, this is primarily European American, we're talking about white Americans in general here at this conference, and I think what you're seeing is a point where an awakening of this culture, you know, and it's starting small. It's not a mass awakening yet, but I think what we're seeing here is these kids awakening to the problems and the awareness of what the end result is, and that's the destruction of nature and the destruction of ourselves, which belongs as part of nature. I do see the point you raise. Here there's very definite subcultures. You have punk rockers, that the anarchist culture is very complicated, and it's a result of all these disconnected urban and very dysfunctional. You're talking about a society that, as we all know, is split by marriage, and we have alcoholism, and just as much, so many people just hiding from the pain, the reality, through drugs and alcohol. As a side note, I'd just like to say personally, myself, I stopped using alcohol, and a great reason for that was one of my first sweat lodge, and my experiences being taught about what I was doing to myself, and so that was just a side note, but there's a lot of people like that here as well. There are people that don't use alcohol and drugs. There's a lot of positivity here among this group, and a high consciousness, a high awareness, spreading, trying to connect to the global, but also the local community, the people that are suffering the worst, the immigrants that are coming in to take the low-paying jobs of gardening and cleaning the buildings down here in D.C., every evening from Columbia Heights, a wave of immigrants goes down. As the white businessmen in suits wave out to the suburbs, the immigrants in thousands come in on the trains and the buses to clean up after them. And they spend the night down there, and then they leave, and back come the suits in the morning. And it's, see, this culture here of anarchists trying to connect their cause and say, you know, we have the same suffering. We want to help stop the plight that's going on all levels of society.
Crop somewhere near the edge of America. sugar and junk. I'm hungry enough to eat anything. Edge of America, edge of America. Sister is a battered woman, battered by a battered man. Somewhere near the edge of America, who's got less today than yesterday, don't even want to think about tomorrow. Edge of America, our lives, we don't all have to fight. Edge of America, the edge of America.
Music from Anishinaabe singer-songwriter Annie Humphrey off her Mekoshe music CD, Edge of America. That song was the title track, Edge of America. Logan, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts today on Wolf Mountain Radio. I want to conclude our conversation by asking you if you have any other further comments to our worldwide listeners.
Well, I'd just like to mention a couple things about my studies that I'm doing here at American University, getting my graduate degree in global environmental politics. It's a very popular major. It's increased, it's doubled each year. The attendance, the admissions doubles, so more and more people are being attracted to this field of study, you know, recognizing that the Mother Earth is hurting and it needs, and we are being called to help in whatever ways we can. On the global level, this, you know, the state of the world is quickly heading downwards. That trend will continue until enough of us stand up, and that's, I think, what we're seeing happen here at NCOR, and I definitely see it at my school. I see the consciousness growing, hopes for us to save our remaining forests, some of the near and dear issues that I'll just quickly plug. Recently, I conducted a study down in Ecuador of the indigenous societies, extractive industry, the oil industry down there, who are purchasing concessions. An oil company out of California called Occidental, in combination with several other oil companies, Petro Ecuador, they are trying to take the remaining parcels of land that have been protected by the indigenous tribes in Ecuador, and of course offering them merely trinkets and beads, and nothing has changed. It's 2006, yet it's the same strategy they used decades before and centuries before to bring awareness to these crises, because the Amazon is such a crucial area for this biosphere, this living, breathing organism that we're part of, and that's the Mother Earth. And appreciate your interest in having me talk and come on the show, and I thank you, and pleasure meeting you. I hope we meet again.
Listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yatkidichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yatkidichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yatkidichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yatkidichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yatkidichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yatkidichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yatkidichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yatkidichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yatkidichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yatkidichi's Kinonwatakwisi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yatkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkidichi Native Center, write to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakwisin, to all of our relations. Oh,
Music from Hopi singer-songwriter Clark Tanak Hangva off his Canyon Records CD, Hot Villa, Traditional Songs from the Hopi. The name of the song was Cloud Chiefs. Prior to our Yacht Kiddushi Native Center program identification, we featured Mary Youngblood's honor song to Menominee sister Ingrid Washinawatok. Ingrid, along with Terence Freitas and Lahani Gay, were murdered by terrorist rebels in Colombia in 1999. The three human rights activists were assisting the Uwa indigenous peoples defend their territory from oil companies drilling their ancestral sacred lands. Living with the Uwa in Kajaka Ika, heart of the world, the traditional native name of their forest home, Ingrid, Terence, and Lahani were also assisting the Uwa in setting up a school system. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. If you wish to learn more about the annual National Conference of Organized Resistance, please visit NCORE's website, www.organizedresistance.org. Once again, if you wish to learn more about the annual NCORE gathering, please visit NCORE's website, www.organizedresistance.org. As always, we encourage all of our worldwide listeners to visit our Yacht Kiddushi Native Center website, www.yachtkiddushi.org. That's Yacht Kiddushi Native Center's website, www.yachtkiddushi.org. We welcome your comments and suggestions. please email us at yachtkiddushy@earthlink.net. That's yachtkiddushy@earthlink.net. We shall conclude today's broadcast with a song from Native American singer-songwriter Grant Severite off Turtle Island Music CD, Music from Turtle Island, Contemporary Native American Music. The name of the song is Indian Nations. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushy Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinoan One Talkwasin to all of our relations.
As they race across the open plain, I can feel the fire of a never-ending flame and the soft healing touch of a summer rain. Indian Nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that foe. Indian Nation, keeper of a great street, tell her stories never told. A drumbeat plays a rhythm to the heartbeat of the land. They all dance together in a circle hand in hand. People of the earth stand strong against the sun, bound by a spirit singing harmony as one. Indian Nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that foe. Indian Nation, keeper of a great mastery, teller of stories never told. True and free, look inside your hearts, purity you'll see. The call of the eagle calls out to you and me as we journey homeward to our chosen destiny. Indian Nation, a proud legacy, I remind.